This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
TJ Bow, producer Hope, 92.5 WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Your daughter Morgan's getting excited. Got proposed to, and now it's all about the dress. Why aren't you happy with her trying on dresses?
I'm thrilled. I can't wait. I've been looking forward to it. So she has a small window of time here during her break, and she wanted to come home, try on dresses with me and my mom and her sister. And so I go, okay, well, I'll get online and book some appointments, I guess. So I'm online, and to book an appointment, they're like, okay, that'll be $100. Okay, that'll be $50. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. I gotta pay you to come shop? This is nuts. This is craziness. I'm not kidding. I was like, I've never seen anything like this.
It's not really crazy when my daughter did it and she wanted to see the Disney collection of wedding dresses. $250 to book that appointment. She hit up dad for the money and I go,
Oh my gosh.
Am I putting this towards a dress or just to try them on? She goes, just to try them on. No. What's going on here?
It must be that so many people just like to go play dress up. I loved watching Say Yes to the Dress when I was in high school. And so many brides would come in and say, oh yeah, this is my 100th time trying on dresses. That the stores were like, enough is enough. Right. Gotta have some skin in the game. You're not just coming to play dress up. You're coming to buy a dress.
It's just a shame because like, it's Christmas. It's just a bad time financially. I don't have like a grand to lay out for appointments, right? Because you want to go to a couple, two, three, four places to try stuff on. And if I got to pay $100, $200 every time I make an appointment.
You got a wedding dress right there. You exactly. just make an appointment.
I know.
Are there any tricks to saying yes to the dress, trying it on without paying? Let us know what you've experienced.
Is there like a Black Friday? Something or other
just
where you can
on.
Book free appointments or even, like a coupon code.
Even order them online. One of my weddings that I was in last year, you had to pay to try on dresses that they sent you from a website. It was like $15 per dress for them to mail it to you and for you to mail it back.
Let us know how you got to try on the dress without paying. We need help. 585-252-WBEE. Is it easier to try on wedding dresses and pick them out back in the day, or is it easier now? TJ's daughter, Morgan, is finding that you got to pay for an appointment to just try on the dress.
Anywhere from $100 to $400.
Just to try it on.
Just for an appointment to try it on. And then it's X amount of hours. 2.4 hours, you're allowed, you know, three people. This one, 8 to 10 people. I'm like, we just want to come try on a couple dresses. It's crazy.
And we think it's because people just trying on dresses took up too much time. We're really using up the staff's knowledge without buying something. There's a lot of window shopping going on.
Right. Yeah. Not necessarily people committing to buying a dress, just wanting to play dress up.
How about you back in the day before you married Steve?
What, that was, what, 14 years ago? We shopped at most of the bridal stores up here, and it was a walk-in, and we didn't pay for anything. And then I found my dress. I went to, like, three stores, and then, you know, I ended up going back to the first one, because the first dress I tried on was the one I ended up buying. Okay.
Tina just got in and said, how about you find one of those stores where they... You have to pay to try on a dress, but then they use it towards store credit. So if you do buy from them, then they take that money and they just move it over to store credit.
Ah.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be nice. On our Facebook, we got a message.
Yeah, Taylor checking in. So far, just David's Bridal and House of Bridal are the only ones I've seen that have free appointments. Her wedding is in September of 26, and one place she was going just said it was going to be difficult for their salespeople because they wanted her to take a dress that day. And she just wants to get an idea of what she wants in a wedding dress.
Oh my gosh. Why does it have to be so difficult? Like, what has happened? This is nuts. Oh, this whole wedding thing has been like So
it's been money.
it's been, yeah. And we haven't even solidified a dang thing yet. We're already in this.
By the way, we're having some issues with our B text line this morning. So call in 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233. My wife went really simple. Mm-hmm. 24 years ago. I'll explain next. Wedding dresses. Ah, was it easier back in the day? 92.5 WBE, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. You know, my wife Celeste, 24 years ago, she went to Macy's. Tried off the rack a wedding dress. Just tried off the rack. And guess what they have at Macy's? They have dressing rooms. Doesn't cost anything. She just got it off the rack and it was her and her mom. Real simple, real easy. Yeah, that looks good. And then she goes, you know what? I don't know if I could dance with this later. She got an evening gown. Mm-hmm. Both were off the rack. Both were on sale.
Right.
So she did the change. You ever had any friends do the change? Like, there it is for the pictures, the wedding gown, and then they change to something more comfortable to dress in.
Yeah, almost all of my friends have had a second dress that they've changed into for the reception.
Oh my gosh, no way. If I'm spending money on that dress, I'm going to eat, sleep, breathe. I'm going to be in that dress as long as I can. So what if it's uncomfortable to dance? Yeah. I'm wearing that dress.
2 weeks later.
You're going to take off the dress, TJ? Never!
We are your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Hope is back! Wow, you got hit hard with that nose thing, and you even had a fever, huh?
Yeah, para-flu something or other, some gunk going around.
I like to call it crud. It's just crud.
The creeping cruds.
Yeah, it's in your nose, your ears, your chest. And many are getting hit different ways. We wish you the best of health. My wife went through it, wound up having to go into urgent care and get a Z-Pack. And while that was kicking in, I was like, honey, you look beautiful. You make sick sexy. She wasn't having it. She wasn't happy.
Bo, honest to Pete, it's like she couldn't feel worse. That's not what she needs right now. She doesn't need to know what your needs are.
No, she's trying to
compliment. You know what I mean?
No, I was trying to make her.
I don't know how to put it in a nice way.
I was only trying to compliment her, make her feel good so she wasn't thinking about being sick, saying how beautiful she was.
Right.
Even with that gook coming out of her nose. I mean, do you like hearing compliments when you're sick?
No.
No?
Just leave me to die. Like, just leave me. Go. Bring me something. You know, soup. What can I do for you? What can I do?
I was doing that, but I added compliments.
Words are just words.
See, it always feels like a backhanded compliment when someone's like, oh, you look terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, well, thank you. I'm glad that you don't think I'm faking it. It's the first thing TJ said to me when I hopped on our Zoom call last week for our staff meeting. She's like, oh, my God, you look awful.
Did I say that out loud?
You said it very loudly.
I didn't mean to say it out loud.
Inner voice comes out sometimes.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah.
It comes out a lot.
See, would you prefer to be giving you a compliment? Hey, you look great for what you've been through. You look wonderful. Mm-hmm. Hope you look happy. Or you want her to be real.
Yeah, I feel like I'd rather someone be like, you look terrible. At least then I don't feel so guilty. Like if someone's like, you look great. It's like, well, should I not be on the couch then? Like, should I be back living life?
No.
How about you? 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233. Call in. Our text lines are all messed up again. Do you like the compliments when you're sick? Does it make you feel better or not? I was only trying to help.